The nearly decade-long split between the mainstream Democrats in the Senate and the Independent Democratic Conference is over. At a hastily arranged news conference in Governor Cuomo's New York City offices, Cuomo says it's essential that the Democrats get back together to fight a common enemy, President Donald Trump.
And the common enemy is defeating Trump and Ryan and McConnell and defeating their agenda and taking over the New York State Senate so we can protect this state the way it needs to be protected.
Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who sat next to Governor Cuomo in the announcement, will remain the leader of the Senate Democrats and the only female legislative leader.
It has certainly been something that we have wanted to see for many, many years.
As part of the deal, Stewart-Cousins is giving up her deputy leader, Senator Mike Gianaris, though Gianaris will still head the Democrats' election efforts. Senate IDC leader Jeff Klein is giving up more, though. He will no longer rule a separate conference. He will instead become Senator Stewart-Cousins' deputy leader. Klein says everyone had to make a sacrifice.
And I always remember my grandfather always saying, sometimes you have to take a step back before you can take two steps forward. That's what we're doing here today. I believe we're taking two very important steps forward.
The IDC formed in January of 2011, just hours before Cuomo's first State of the State address. At times, the IDC has entered a ruling arrangement with the Republicans and has helped the GOP retain control of the Senate, even when Republicans did not have enough seats to control the chamber on their own. Cuomo's been criticized by the left in his party for condoning the IDC and for not doing enough to help Democrats pick up seats in the Senate. Actress Cynthia Nixon, who is challenging Cuomo in a Democratic primary, has been highly critical of the governor's history of warm relations with the Republicans in the Senate and his perceived lack of effort to get more Democrats elected to the chamber. Nixon says Cuomo has enabled the GOP to keep power in the Senate, and as a result, many progressive measures, including the DREAM Act, the Child Victims Act, and strengthening reproductive rights for women, have been blocked. Nixon, at an event to advocate for clean drinking water in the eastern New York village of Hoosick Falls, was asked by reporters whether the governor's actions had anything to do with her candidacy.
I'm very proud that I'm running, and I'm very glad that I'm running. And if in 2.5 weeks of our campaign we've succeeded in reconciling the IDC for the first time in 8 years, well, we're just thrilled, and we're just going to keep going.
Cuomo says the Democrats had already tentatively agreed to reunite after special elections for two Senate seats are held April 24th, so he only moved up the plan 2 weeks.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with it. The special election is the driving force, and we want to make sure we're all working together for that special election.
Democrats were already heavily favored to win the special election. The Senate Republican leadership reacted angrily to the announcement. Senate GOP spokesman Scott Reif said in a statement, "Let's be honest, the only reason that any of this is happening now is because Andrew Cuomo is scared to death of Cynthia Nixon." Even with the reunification, the Democrats still won't be in the majority in the Senate. One lone Senate Democrat, Simcha Felder, still caucuses with the Republicans. And Felder told the New York Times he has no plans to switch to the Democrats before the legislative session ends in June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.